Did you hear about the new version of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas? It's the one where the big retail chain comes into a small town and squeezes out local businesses. It's a tale being told in many Ontario cities, but according to the owner of Due North Cannabis, there is a way to rewrite the story. Small and medium-sized businesses are the backbone of our economy. They are also the ones to feel the greatest impacts of inflation and the pandemic over the last few years, says Robert Carroll, CEO of the locally owned dispensary chain. December is the biggest retail month of the year and the best opportunity for consumers to support local with their hard-earned dollars so that communities can receive the greatest benefit. While the impacts of COVID-19 are still being felt, small businesses are more likely to expect obstacles and financial hardships. According to Stats Canada, rising costs due to inflation and the financial constraints caused by store closures over the last few years are more likely to have a lasting impact on independent businesses than their larger counterparts. Carroll says the influence that locally owned businesses have on the communities in which they operate is not always fully appreciated until those businesses are gone. Not only do the jobs disappear, but so too does the effects that those businesses have on the fabric of the community. It's a primary reason why Due North Cannabis Company continues to partner with many of the organizations offering critical volunteer services. We believe in giving back to our community, which is the reason for our Support Local program, said Carroll. We actively donate and raise funds for our local Humane Society. We've raised hundreds of dollars for our local Alzheimer's Society, and this holiday season we are working with Women in Crisis for our holiday charity drive. And we use our platform to highlight other local businesses in our community, such as the New North Holiday Store. When you spend money at a local business, 68% of that money stays within the community. Local entrepreneurs create jobs and opportunities that directly benefit local residents. They are also more likely to support local initiatives, give back to their communities, and provide jobs that last. We've created dozens of full-time positions, and we are investing millions of dollars into our community by hiring local, using local contractors and local services wherever we can. Being locally owned isn't a guarantee of success. Carroll says that the operators of their ventures work hard on delivering an exceptionally high level of customer service. Local owners are highly involved operators who actively listen to their staff and their customers, he said. I personally make phone calls to our patrons to follow up on any issues they might have encountered and actively seek their feedback. This has helped us to develop a great offering for our customers through our loyalty program, the Explorers Club. When it comes to good value, customer service, and better savings, many local businesses can hit the mark while maintaining an increased level of customer service. Our reviews really tell it all. We are currently the highest-rated stores in town, which is truly a testament to our awesome staff. Due North Cannabis is stocked up for the holidays with hundreds of products for the people on your list this holiday season. Visit any of their three area locations to save big this holiday season. To learn more, visit Due North Cannabis in Churchill Plaza, Pine Plaza, or at their new location at 710 Second Line East. They also offer in-store pickup and same-day delivery on their website. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook for holiday specials, new product updates, and daily deals.